With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. It's been 6 weeks since Montana's public school districts shifted to remote and online learning due to the coronavirus pandemic, and some school counselors say they're having a harder time checking in with students. Aaron Bolton with Montana Public Radio reports counselors say the lack of daily face-to-face interactions may prevent some from getting the help they need.
Lee Stark is the kindergarten through fourth grade counselor for Stevensville Schools. He says he hasn't been able to get in touch with roughly 10 of his students. He says many of them are high risk, which could mean anything from dealing with food insecurity at home to chronic behavioral issues. Stark says the students' families may be experiencing some rough circumstances as Montana's coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic shutdown unfold.
Those situations, I think, have maybe gotten worse because there's chronic stress. There might be financial insecurity. There might be all of these other factors that are increasing the stress in the household.
Because Stark serves such a young population of students, he's been largely dependent on their parents for contact. And that doesn't always happen. He worries that students aren't getting the help they need to process what's going on amid the pandemic, on top of already living in potentially neglectful and abusive homes. He says it's difficult for him not knowing what the students he's trying to connect with are experiencing.
Having that unsettling feeling, I just have to wrestle with this idea. Is it just unsettling because I'm really uncomfortable with it? Or is it, you know, an accurate depiction? Am I feeling this feeling in my gut because it's there and this is actually happening?
The Montana School Counselor Association and the Montana Office of Public Instruction have been holding statewide discussions with school counselors at all grade levels so they can share how they're serving their students remotely. Assistant Board Chair Renee Schoening says Stark's experience is happening across the state. And she adds that it's been hard to provide adequate emotional support for the kids who are in contact with schools.
That's been very difficult, doing that remotely.
Schoening is an elementary school counselor in Deer Lodge and says when school is in session, it's usually teachers who notice red flags like major changes in a student's behavior and appearance or signs of abuse like bruises. That information is usually forwarded on to counselors.
And then there's just those disclosures that happen when you're in the office with a student one-on-one, where they are with a trusted adult and they say, hey, guess what happened to me?
Schoening says those private conversations are hard to have when counselors don't know if someone is in the room with a student during a video or phone call, or whether parents might be checking their email. Schoening and others, like Glendive Middle School counselor Sherry Nisley, say students have been less forthcoming while communicating remotely, making it harder to see those typical red flags.
I get a lot of, I'm doing great, things are fine. You know, usually when we're in school, you're busy as a school counselor. That's, you constantly have kids wanting to come in and meet with you and address problem solve and stress management and all of that. So that is something that I'm seeing less of. And it does concern me.
School counselors say limited contact and the subsequent lack of information they're getting from students is likely leading to a drop in calls to the Montana Department of Health and Human Services Child Abuse and Neglect Hotline. State health officials say calls to the hotline fell about 50% shortly after schools closed their doors in mid-March. Nisley says she has been seeing more of her colleagues reporting education neglect to DPHHS when they haven't been able to contact students.
So hopefully they can at least make well child checks on them and make sure that they're okay.
DPHHS says calls to its hotline have increased slightly every week in April, leading to more child welfare checks by law enforcement. But weekly calls are still below the average for July, when school isn't in session. Some school counselors hope that Governor Steve Bullock's phased reopening could provide districts with more options to connect with students. Districts can fully or partially reopen their doors on May 7th, providing potential for in-person contact, and even if school doors remain closed, reduced social distancing guidelines from the state could allow for home visits. Montana's Office of Public Instruction says it's preparing guidance for districts as they work out how they will serve students moving forward. Counselors like Lee Stark in Stevensville say they expect higher demand for counseling services when students walk back into school buildings, though it's hard to say what kind of struggles they may be helping their students through.
And not knowing you know, what was on top of this already pretty big event, this traumatic thing that everyone is going through. What did they individually experience, and helping them process through that and work through that?
This event is stacked on data showing that more of Montana's students have been struggling with mental health in recent years. According to the state's 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, percentages of students who have thoughts of suicide or are feeling hopeless are on the rise. Counselors like Stark say no matter what their students are facing, they're gearing up to touch base with all of them when schools reopen, whether that happens yet this spring or next fall. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.